Welcome to episode 131. Today we'll be digging in deeper and talking about what the airlines or how the airlines are reacting to the whole entire MAX 9 grounding. Welcome to episode 131. Let's get this thing started. So following the whole incident with Alaska Airlines and the door plug coming out, Boeing once again is facing much scrutiny following the failure of the plug door on Alaska's Boeing 737 MAX 9. If you are probably wondering how the airlines are responding, Alaska and United are sharing their very strong feelings with Boeing. In a statement, Alaska's CEO stated, "Boeing is better than this." He also went on to say, "I am more than frustrated and disappointed. I am angry. This happened to Alaska Airlines. It happened to our guests and happened to our people. And my demand on Boeing is, what are they going to do to improve their quality program in-house?" Alaska Airlines is an all-Boeing fleet now, meaning they are dependent on their aircraft being airworthy and safe to fly passengers. Alaska Airlines has stated that they are losing their trust in Boeing. United has said that they are planning their fleet changes without the MAX 10. For the MAX program in itself is looking very dismal. This leads us to believe that the MAX 10 could never see the light of day flying with an airline. Only time will tell. The FAA has set parameters in place for allowing the MAX 9 back into service. Alaska has noted on social media that it will be putting the aircraft back into service on Friday, with United pushing to MAX 9s back into service on Sunday. This podcast is being recorded and published on Thursday, January 25th of 2023, for those who may be listening to this later. With everything that we have seen Boeing do, it leads ourselves to question the integrity and quality of Boeing. They have failed in many important areas. They have put out a bad name for themselves. Can they recover from this? Let's move on and talk more about the MAX. Boeing announced its assembly facilities in Renton, Washington, will be paused for 24 hours on January 25th. According to the manufacturer's announcement, employees will attend sessions focused on quality process instead. Boeing stated that the 737's factory team will hold a quality stand down session on January 25th. Enabling production, delivery, and support teams to pause production of the Boeing 737 aircraft for a day. Its employees will attend working sessions focused on quality. Stan Deal, the president and chief executive officer of Boeing Commercial Airplanes, noted that the first stand downs will be held on that day for the 737 programs, enabling colleagues to attend the sessions focused on quality. Deal detailed that during the sessions, employees who touch the aircraft and assembly will stop momentarily, evaluate their work and how they do it, and make recommendations on improving those processes. For the next couple of weeks, quality stand downs will take place at other factories and fabrication sites to include all the airplane programs. During the stand downs, teammates will participate in hands-on learning, reflection, and collaboration to identify where quality and compliance can be improved and create accountable plans that will be tracked to closure. The FAA has used unusual, frank, and clear directions to Boeing about how things will happen from here on, and the playmaker has a long road ahead. Millions of words have highlighted the ongoing problems with Boeing's 737 MAX aircraft, but perhaps the most poignant came on Wednesday from the United States Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA. The January 5th Boeing 737-9 MAX incident must never happen again. Civil aviation authorities and regulators are generally restrained and moderate with their words, but Wednesday's statement from the FAA left nothing out, telling Boeing and the world that it won't be back to business as usual for Boeing anytime soon. Southwest has also come out and said it is planning to start Boeing 737 MAX 7 flights this year. The low-cost carrier also removed 6 aircraft from its order book. Only time will tell what will happen and hopefully, with fingers crossed, Boeing will learn from its mistakes and learn to be more honest and be more on guard and find mistakes before the aircraft leave the Boeing plant and join the airline's fleets. This has been episode 131 of Taking Flight. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to us on Instagram at taking_flight_podcast. Until next time, fly safe.